Hey pals, it's Stephanie. Welcome back to the Keto Success Podcast, a show dedicated to doing the deeper work on your keto journey. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey pals, welcome back to another episode of the Keto Success Podcast. In today's show, we are going to talk about releasing the grip of having to do keto perfectly in order to get results. This really is such a common issue within the keto community. And I actually wanted to speak about it today because I experienced it just this past week. And it really did inspire me to want to pour into this topic. If you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen that I was puppy sitting a little 6-month-old lab mix named Clark. And Clark, combined with my own dog, who is a very energetic, almost 3-year-old, it was mayhem. My house was chaos. But within the chaos, I promised myself that I was going to cook every single meal while he was here, and we were going to stay completely on track while he was here, because I really wanted to just prove to myself that we could do it, that I could do it. It would be absolutely no issue. I'm going to do this week. It's going to be super challenging, but I can do it. And truthfully, by day 6 of him being here, I had absolutely nothing left. I had no fuel in the tank. The bandwidth was at an all-time low. I hadn't been doing my daily rituals, which really are so important to me. My schedule was all out of whack. My patience was at rock bottom, and we decided, because my fiance got home super, super late from work, that I wasn't going to make dinner, and we were just going to order a pizza. I had the best of intentions to do that week perfectly. I really believed that it would change something, that I had to somehow prove this to myself. And the reality is, within that decision to just order a pizza gave me so much space and mental freedom and a night off dishes that it was totally okay. And I woke up the next morning and we went right back to our routine, and I cooked the rest of the meals for the rest of the week. But I just want to share that because I'm not perfect either. And that is the entire point of this episode, that we really need to allow ourselves to release this grip of perfection, this belief that if I'm not doing it perfectly, it must not be worth doing at all, or I'll never see results, or I'm never going to lose weight. And it's simply not true. It's so challenging because when we're starting a keto diet, a low-carb lifestyle, we really do need to ensure that we know the quote-unquote rules and that we are abiding to them, that we are adhering to these rules so that we can really understand how our body's going to react, so that we can understand if this is something that even feels best for us, if this is something that feels doable for us. So we do really need to make some intentional effort in making keto food choices, for sure. But it really can become a slippery slope in believing that we need to do it perfectly, otherwise we've failed. And I'm sharing my example of this past week with the puppy because I really did want to do keto perfectly, which is really strange because I do include carbs within my keto lifestyle. So I'm not even sure what came over me that told me, like, I need to do it perfectly this week of all weeks. But I think I really just wanted to lean into more home-cooked meals. We have been just getting a little too much Uber Eatsing to the house. And between us being sick with the vid, both of us were sick different weeks, coming back from vacation to an empty fridge. Like, I just wanted to, at the very least, cook all of our meals. And if I'm cooking all of our meals, they're going to be keto or low carb. So I really started to grip onto this. I can do it. I'm going to get through this week. It's going to be really challenging, really demanding. And the decision to order the pizza felt so aligned. It really, the energy behind that choice felt like it was the right choice. Even though it wasn't this perfect ideal, there was absolutely a split second where I felt a little disappointed in myself. I really felt like, you said you were going to do this, you're not following through on what you said. And then I took a step back and I really teased out the truth of the situation. I read my energy. I read my mental bandwidth. I read the room and the fact that my fiance didn't get home until after 8 p.m. from work that day. Like, it really was the right choice. And how you know that is because you feel so much peace within that choice. I was striving for perfection, and by not allowing myself to do it perfectly, I actually ended up finding peace. And because I've been doing this for such a long time, I already have such a strong foundation of self-trust that I can have a few slices of pizza one night and know that I'm going to get right back to it the next day. And that's exactly what happened. The issue is when we really are striving for perfection, we tend to believe that if I do anything less than that, it's not worth doing at all. We tend to give up. We get really discouraged. We get really frustrated with ourselves. We beat the absolute shit out of ourselves. We should be able to do this. Why am I not doing it? You know what I mean? So that is really what we are going to speak into today. We are going to talk all about perfectionism because it's so insidious. We all know that it's impossible to be absolutely perfect at anything in life 100% of the time. But at the same time, it's almost just conditioned in us through our parents, through society, through diet culture conditioning, that it's almost like there's this undercurrent that it's still there. We are constantly reminded on a daily basis what you could look like if you only just worked a little bit harder or you had a little more self-control. And we tend to set these bars for ourselves and these expectations for ourselves so high that anything less than that is a failure. So we are going to talk about perfectionism in the keto low-carb landscape, decipher and identify if maybe you fall into the category a little bit, and talk about some strategies and tools we can use to really be mindful of and aware of and try on for ourselves in order to just invite more peace and practice into this process. Perfectionism is defined as striving for flawlessness and setting excessively high standards of performance, of our actions, of our behaviors. It actually is a cognitive distortion, which means that it's an irrational belief that can lead to self-defeating thoughts and behaviors. It is the refusal to accept any standard short of perfection. And we can really see how easily it is to fall into this sort of mental space, because when we are starting a keto journey or restarting a keto journey, we do need to follow the quote unquote keto rules in order to know exactly what we're doing. It's normal for you to follow the rules of a keto plan. And in doing this, you trust that you'll be able to successfully shed some pounds, release the weight. We really convince ourselves that this is the right approach for me. Maybe you're feeling great. The weight's coming off until you hit the familiar speed bumps, until we run into roadblocks and obstacles that tend to zap our motivation and brings our lifestyle to a grinding halt. The first step in actually creating a long-term keto lifestyle is being able to see how these tendencies may be sabotaging your overall progress. Like I said, this is so totally normal. We all do this from time to time in different areas of our life. Heck, I just shared the story. I just did it last week, even though I know, but I was able to bring the awareness around it, tease apart the truth of the situation, make a choice, and simply move forward. So I'm going to ask a series of 10 questions to help us identify if we're kind of falling into this perfectionist keto dieter. And I'd like for you to really acknowledge which ones ring true for you. Maybe keep count on your hand. And if you answer yes to at least 5 of these 10 questions, then this is something that we can bring some mindfulness around and practice around. Okay. Question 1. Do you typically begin your new program on Monday? Does the diet always start again on Monday? If you answer yes to this, you better be holding up a finger as we count along. Okay, so that's question 1. Question 2. Do you typically want to speed up the process and are willing to restrict a little further or extend a fast a little longer to reach your goal more quickly? Question 3. Do you expect to feel restricted or deprived on your keto program? Does it kind of bum you out and make you think of all the foods you're not allowed to eat anymore? Question 4. Do you expect the scale to change every single week? And if it doesn't, it makes you feel frustrated, disappointed, and like it's entirely pointless? Number 5. Do you battle with strong urges to have high carb, high sugar foods? You're constantly making mental negotiations with yourself about it. You're really going back and forth and perhaps deciding if I should give into this craving or not. Number 6. Do you use the words good or bad or I'm not allowed or I am allowed to describe certain foods and your eating behavior? Number 7. Do you fall off the wagon when you have a bad night? Sometimes even after just making one high carb choice. Number 8. Do you struggle with feelings of guilt and thinking that you really could be doing better? Number 9. Do you believe the motto, no pain, no gain, is true? Or that keto is some sort of punishment, like you deserve to eat this way for gaining weight? Number 10. Are you convinced that past failed attempts were due to a lack of effort? Where did we rank on that? How many fingers are we holding up? I mean, I know I was going along with it and I have some as well. So I really just wanted to highlight this because it's so inherent in our beliefs around what a weight loss journey can look like and what we need to do in order to achieve results. It's so insidious. It really has been conditioned into us for such a long time. So do not feel guilt or shame or judge yourself if you answered yes to a lot of those questions. It is so normal. And that is why I really wanted to speak into this topic today, because we've so often believed that if I'm not doing it perfectly, I'll never get the results that I want. And if I can't do it perfectly, it must not be worth doing at all. And that is simply not true. Maybe this sounds familiar. You are doing keto really well for a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, and you're starting to see some really great results. You start to feel really good in your body. You're feeling really good about yourself. You feel like you are completely in control. And then something happens in your circumstances, in your environment, in your life, And you know how quickly that bottom can fall right out and how it feels like motivation can just disappear overnight. Often there's some sort of major life event, something that's super stressful going on at work, or we're moving or getting a new job or whatever the case may be. It causes you to abandon yourself and abandon keto because you believe that you can't give it the full attention it deserves. You can't put in the 100% perfect effort. So we just put it on the back burner. We put that project of ourselves right back on the shelf and we'll deal with it later when life is less busy, at which point you have probably gained back any of the weight that you lost. Does this sound familiar? This really is a pattern that we fall into because we believe that we need to do it perfectly and our effort needs to be perfect. Otherwise, it's not worth doing. We convince ourselves that when life gets less busy, then I will make effort and then I will be able to pour back into myself. But the truth is, if you are able to do your best and put in what effort you can when things are busy, imagine what a breeze it will be when they're not. And again, releasing the idea you have to be perfect, because the reality is you may never be less busy. And if we think that we need to do all of this perfectly while also being in a challenging season of our life or a busy season of our life, and we're just waiting for things to lessen up or for everything to fall perfectly into place where we can then pour back into ourselves and make effort towards our goals, we might be waiting for the rest of our lives. It's an illusion. That moment may never come. But what we can do is make small steps and make small amounts of effort, even if it's not perfect. And just day in and day out, do our best and let that be enough. Find a middle ground, embrace the gray areas. We really need to give ourselves the gift of imperfection and to just allow our intentional effort to be enough. The thing with perfectionism when it comes to a keto lifestyle, it's really hard to not fall into kind of that all or nothing cycle where anything else outside of being keto and following the keto rules perfectly is deemed a failure. That you must only eat, quote unquote, on plan, and anything outside of that is regarded as enough reason to just give up. Or we must always complete all of our workouts that week. And if we miss one, well, the journey's over. Or I must always constantly be making progress. That scale has to go down. And if I hit a plateau, well, I'm just going to believe it's not even worth doing anymore. Right? We get so engrossed in the act of achieving for perfection that we really believe that these small steps that we're making are worthless. We do things like set unrealistic weight loss standards and goals for ourselves. Things that sound like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this month. You don't know that. Your body might do that. It might not do that. But what happens when it doesn't do that? What happens if you put in 30 straight days of perfect keto effort, perfect keto choices, and you don't lose 10 pounds by the end of the month? How does that make you feel? What does that make you think about yourself? What does that make you think about this process? Does it feel like keto's totally pointless? It's not going to work for you. Is any of that true? We put these weight loss goals on ourselves and really do think that somehow we know better than our body. The weight will come off through sustained effort in a way that feels meaningful for you, sustainable for you, doable for you. And if we need to grip onto doing it perfectly just to get through each day, we are white knuckling it through all of the choices, and then we step on the scale and we don't see a number that we want. It's creating so much negative internal chaos within you that we might as well just give up. Keto is not a quick fix diet. Any of the weight loss transformations you've seen did not happen overnight. And you might lose some water weight at the beginning, and that's really motivating. That helps us want to continue, but it doesn't stay like that. And we really latch on to this expectation like it will. On average, it is deemed great progress if you lose 0.5 pound to 1 pound a week. So if you have lost 2 to 4 pounds in a month, you are making progress. You are making great progress. But we so often grip onto this idea that the weight needs to come off super fast because I'm putting in all this effort and I deserve it, goddammit, right? But let's think about that for a second. How long did it take you to gain the weight? We don't know. Like years, right? It took us years to get to the weight that we're at. But we didn't keep track of that. We didn't keep track of all of the junk food and processed food and the sugar and the carbs and the overeating and the emotional eating. We didn't keep track of every single instance where we did that over the last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And yet, when we get fixated on doing keto perfectly for the sole reason of weight loss and expect that weight to just melt right off us immediately, consistently, all of the time, that is absolutely an unrealistic expectation. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't work like that. We've just established it took years to gain the weight. Are you willing to allow it to take years for the weight to come off? Really sit with that. And can we do keto in a way that allows more food freedom so that we are adhering to this plan more long-term, more sustainably, in a way that feels best for us and true for us, so that we actually can maintain our results, so that we actually can allow this to become a lifestyle, not just a rush for results, not just a quick fix diet, not something that's just going to be temporary and we know it. I really am sharing all of this so that we can allow ourselves to soften with ourselves and this process, that we don't need to strive for perfection to hit these unrealistic expectations that only make us feel shitty about ourselves when we don't accomplish it. And we believe we failed and we believe it's all pointless. And then we get really frustrated with ourselves because we're gaining weight and then we should start all over again. And we just end up in this vicious cycle again and again and again. And if this all feels like it's ringing true for you and hitting close to home, I want you to know that you are not alone. It is so normal. I read a stat the other day that Google revealed people have searched for the phrase how to get the perfect body more than 2.2 billion times. And with social media and higher standards being placed on us in our workplace, in our home life, where we are bombarded with health products and things that are promoting how flawless we can be in society's ever-growing expectation of perfection, is really causing us issues. And this striving for perfection really can lead to negative outcomes, like a tendency to avoid challenges altogether. Like maybe we're procrastinating and putting off doing keto because life's so busy and I can't do it perfectly right now. So what's the point of even trying? So I'm just going to put it off until a time when I'm less busy and I can try harder. Or it causes us to fall into an all or nothing cycle. or an all or nothing pattern where we are going all in and we're doing it perfectly. And as soon as I slip up once or have one little setback, now I'm going all off keto and I'm eating all of the carbs and all of the sugar. And it can even really lead to some toxic social comparisons through social media. Why can they do it and I can't do it? Why are they getting such fast results and my body's not losing weight as quickly, right? We get so preoccupied with food and obsessed over what we can eat, what we can't eat. What am I allowed to eat? What am I not allowed to eat? We strive for perfection that really does start to emphasize our mistakes. And that takes a toll on our self-esteem, our self-worth. We really believe and say things like, if I eat something that's not keto, well, I've ruined everything and now I have to start again. It's that phrase, I have to start again, that is signaling that you need to go back onto keto perfectly instead of just simply moving forward. Oh, I've ruined it all. I must have ruined all my progress. I've ruined my perfect keto streak, whatever it is, whatever you're tracking. Oh, now I've got to start over again. Start over again what? Doing it perfectly? Right? You could simply say, oh, I'm just going to go back to keto. I'm just going to make my next meal a keto meal. Like, no big deal. Or we really allow it as an excuse to go balls to the wall on all the carbs and sugar for a few days, right? We know this pattern. It's like, well, I've screwed up. I already had something on Friday night. So now I'm just going to eat every carb that I could possibly want or sugar that I could possibly want for the next 2 days. And then I'm going to go back to strict keto, aka perfect keto, on Monday, right? So I'm going to share 4 of the most common traits of a keto diet perfectionist. And then we are going to talk about some things we can try on for ourselves and work on to overcome this. I really want you to be honest with yourself if these resonate with you, and soften with yourself. There's no room for shame or judgment or guilt around these. I really want you to understand that is so common. We've all been conditioned to believe this needs to be true, but moving forward in terms of creating a lifestyle that actually does feel best for you requires us to take radical responsibility over ourselves and our choices and how we choose to treat ourselves throughout this process. So just be kind to yourself, give yourself some grace. The more awareness we have around something, the more able we are to shift and change that. So I just wanted to say that first so that if you're like, holy shit, like, this is me. All 4 of these are me. Just know that, hey, we're all there with you and it's okay. And we can move past it. Okay, so the 4 traits include you always quit. When you believe you need to do keto perfectly, what tends to happen is if you experience a obstacle, a setback, a mistake, a roadblock, you'll typically abandon your effort. You believe that you can't do it well enough, so you'd rather just not do it at all. And it's why you'll quit should you overeat at a restaurant or you ate all of the cookies when you told yourself you were only going to have one, or you missed tracking a meal for the day, so now you just abandon tracking for the rest of the week. This act of quitting is what falls into this definition of perfectionism. If all dieters have ever known, seen, or experienced is this desire to be impeccable and perfect, then that's what we tend to pursue. And when we inevitably fall short of that, we entirely change directions and end up taking steps away from our goals. So perfectionism isn't just defined by doing it perfectly. It's also characterized by giving up if I can't do it perfectly. The second trait is that you're self-critical. Perfectionists really do tend to be ruthlessly self-critical and put themselves under a lot of scrutiny, are overly critical and overly evaluate all of their thoughts, their choices, their behaviors. You can also find it difficult to be content with your achievements. Even when you are being successful, you still feel like it's not enough, or that you're being consumed by self-doubt and this nagging fear that failure's just around the corner anyway. This pressure to perform perfectly at an exceptionally high standard all of the time interferes with your perception of your own capability. It interferes with your ability to recognize true progress. It can feel like nothing is ever good enough, even when good enough is all that's required. The third trait is that you fall into the all-or-nothing trap. I've said a billion times, this is me. This is something I am improving on all of the time. I have seriously come such a long way in the last few years in releasing the all-or-nothing cycle, the mindset, the approach, whatever you want to call it. But when we are trying to do keto perfectly, this tends to be one of the biggest things that we run into, because we really do view our food, our effort, our ability to stick to our keto plan in black and whites. We're either successful or we're not. We're either on plan or off plan. We're either good or bad. We're either allowed to have that or we're not allowed to have that. Never with anything in between. I mean, this shows up all of the time. It's so common. You know, I had a little bit of carbs, but because I had that, I might as well have this. Oh, and because I screwed up last night, I might as well have more carbs today. Oh, and well, since I've already blown it for a few days, I might as well restart keto on Monday, right? We know this one. Or it could even sound like, I said I was going to go to the gym 4 times this week, but I only managed to go twice. So I really am unhappy with the effort. It's not good enough. Or you promise yourself that you're only going to have 1 glass of wine with dinner, but you end up having 2 glasses. Well, I've already had 2 glasses, so I might as well have the whole bottle. Or I missed tracking my meals today, so I might as well just not track my meals for the rest of the week. We're either working towards our goals with complete precision and effort, or we are being total couch sloths, ordering all of the takeaway, eating all of the carbs and sugar, doing all of the scrolling, and none of the things. This dichotomous thinking really can lead to limited progress. It really does cause us to overemphasize our past mistakes and gives us anxiety about our future activities, the future things we need to do. So we'd rather just stay in this nothing zone until we feel ready again to go all in again. We procrastinate even putting off starting over because we don't feel like we have it in us to do keto perfectly, to make perfect effort all of the time. So we just do none of the things. And the final trait is you fear failure. Perfectionists will always fail to live up to their expectations, to their outlook on success. You become enveloped in fear. You become scared of embarrassment or change or having to take responsibility for your actions. It really does cause us to shrink away from even attempting to do keto or to lean into more healthy behaviors. You become so fearful of exposing any home truths regarding the choices that you're making. So instead of being open to learning and growing and improving, you tend to avoid any of the behaviors or choices that will actually fill you with this uneasy feeling. You may avoid going to the gym or avoid meal planning or avoid social engagements where you don't know what you're going to eat or if other people are going to judge you for how you're eating. And it really does take a toll on our relationship with food and our relationship with our body. When we operate from this place of fear, because we are scared to know the truth, we are scared to take that responsibility over our choices, we are really resisting our ability to learn and to evolve and to grow. We tend to procrastinate and we tend to not believe that we are even capable of doing it in the first place. We sell ourselves short because we fear that we're not going to be able to do it perfectly. Therefore, I'm not worth any of this effort at all. If any or all of these traits are present, it really does make the entire process so much harder than it needs to be because we've really become entrenched in this belief that we don't have power to improve, that we're unable to change our body, and that our weight loss journey's already been mapped out. We already know how it's going to turn out because we have all of this past evidence of where we failed before. So we avoid challenges, we quit easily, and we're afraid of change. Whenever you're faced with the desire to quit your keto journey or give up, it's important to ask yourself whether you're thinking, can I do better? Or this just isn't good enough. There's a difference in the energy between those two questions. And it really comes down to this idea of striving versus demanding. Are we striving to improve? Are we striving to learn, to grow, to do better? Or are we demanding perfection from ourselves? Are we expecting this perfection? And anything outside of that will never be enough. Because there's a big difference between this striving for doing better and demanding perfection from ourselves. Striving is like, I'm able to accept that there are going to be mistakes along the way. I am understanding of imperfection. I'm going to be flexible. I have this inner drive to just achieve more. It is healthy and functional. Whereas when we are demanding perfection from ourselves, we are not accepting of mistakes. We are extremely rigid and we get so tied up every time that we do run into a setback or a mistake that we really internalize that and negatively evaluate ourselves. And it brings up all of these fears. It is highly unhealthy and really self-critical. When we have such a rigid approach to this keto lifestyle, it can be unhelpful and cause us to self-sabotage. Whereas when we are more flexible, perhaps we allow more food freedom within our choices and take the time to release this need for perfection while building such a strong foundation of self-trust, we are actually able to accept any failures or falling short of our goals because we understand that this journey is for the long haul. And it is so much more. We really start to take this bird's eye of view, this bigger picture, not just getting hung up on the minute mistakes or errors and then quitting or believing that I'm never going to be able to do this or feeling like it's all entirely pointless. So how do we release this grip around needing to do keto perfectly in order to get results? It can be a challenging process. Like I said, we've been probably doing this every single time we've ever tried a diet in our lives, keto or not. So the first step is to really recognize that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not always reach our goals. It doesn't mean we have to throw in the towel or give up. It's important to remember that progress is more important than perfection. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before, progress over perfection. That's great, and absolutely. But I would like to additionally layer onto that, what does progress even look like to you? What does it even mean to you? Because sometimes I feel like we get in these catchphrases like progress over perfection, and like we know that that's true, but what does that actually mean for you? Because it's one thing to say that, and it often happens when we have made a mistake, right? I'm not trying to do it perfectly, progress over perfection, but what does progress mean to you? Does that mean maybe we only had one high carb thing and we didn't let it spiral throughout the entire weekend? That's progress. But like, I really want you to take a moment to define anytime you are going against these perfectionist tendencies and you think you've made progress against that, define that progress for yourself. Take a moment to acknowledge, I made progress by, I'm making progress because blank. Fill in that blank. Don't just use the word progress because then it just becomes a meaningless catch-all phrase. I would even take it a step further. Personally, I like to say practice over perfection. If we are learning a new skill or we are learning a new eating pattern, it takes practice. I grew up playing musical instruments. I started playing piano when I was 3 years old, and I had to practice for an hour a day in 2 half-hour sessions. And I was never going to sit down at the keyboard and play it perfectly right from the get-go, right? And yet, we don't allow ourselves the time and space and compassion to make mistakes and learn how to practice the skill of making good choices for ourselves, the skill of trusting ourselves that we're going to get back on track after we have something higher carb, the skill of embracing the gray and finding a middle ground and believing that we don't have to do it perfectly to get results. We can slow this entire process down if we adopt this mindset that it's going to take practice. And that's okay. That immediately allows us to soften with ourselves, that we don't have to do it perfectly to get results, that it's okay to make mistakes because I'm learning and I can learn from those mistakes and I can practice again. Progress over perfection, sure, if you define what progress means for you in that moment, in that instance, and we're not just using it as a scapegoat for the choices we made. Practice over perfection I feel really does touch in with a different part of the experience where we are softening around the fact that we get to learn and grow from every mistake that we make and practice and try again. That we don't have to just give up or believe that we failed or quit, that we're practicing. And it might take us the rest of our lives to practice. And that's okay. That's what this journey's all about. So here are some tips on how we can soften with ourselves and release some of this grip around needing to do keto perfectly. This is something that always blows my clients away when we're working together, because at the beginning of our journey, they believe they're just going to do it exactly how they've done it before, or I'm going to make them follow all of these strict rules. And by the end of our time together, I can sense a different energy around their entire mindset towards their keto approach. And they still lose weight anyway. So the ability to lose weight, have more food freedom, and just be able to enjoy the process is what makes the entire thing a lifestyle and sustainable and simple and doable for them. And it really is about slowing this entire process down, allowing them to find peace within their own process so that we simply just keep moving forward versus quitting or giving up because you can't do it perfectly. And it ends up taking you to where you want to go so much faster than this never-ending cycle of starting and stopping, starting and stopping, starting and stopping, where we're spinning our wheels and we're not even getting anywhere, which is really the first tip. The journey will forever be more important than the goal. When you reach, if you reach your quote-unquote goal weight, there is no guarantee that you will magically be happier there. So if we can allow ourselves to fall in love with the journey, to fall in love with the keto process, that the journey is how you get there, wherever there is for you, and allowing ourselves to enjoy the process and to celebrate the small wins and observing where our mistakes are, where our setbacks are, and continually striving to improve on that and knowing that it's all part of the process is far more important than reaching any goal weight. Step one. The next thing that we really need to shine a light on is to embrace the gray. Not black and white, not all or nothing. We need to find a middle ground. To really pull away from this black and white thinking, this on plan, off plan. Like, that always made me so laugh. I'm having a planned off plan meal. It's like, like, why call it anything? Just eat whatever and then just go back to your usual keto habits. Like, high carb meal, sure, whatever. But it's like, this is my planned off-plan meal. Just, I don't know why. That always just made me laugh. And believe me, I'm totally raising my hand because I used to say it all the time. The first 2 years, 3 years I did keto as well. But the more I think about it now, I'm like, does it really need to be labeled as anything? Like, okay, so you had something that's a little higher carb for this one meal. No big deal. Let's go back to our usual way of eating the next day because that's how I feel my best. And we really need to release this grip around the black and white thinking. I'm allowed to have that. I'm not allowed to have this. And find your middle ground. This could look like including a higher carb meal one time a week, maybe every 2 weeks, maybe once a month, versus going from super strict keto straight into carb binges Or it could look like increasing your calories by 150, 200 per day versus going over by the thousands on the weekend. Another thing we need to really do is let good enough be good enough. This could look like making the best healthy low-carb choice if I can't do a keto choice, or a nutrient-dense food like a whole food, even if it's not keto. And really finding this inner peace, knowing that something was better than nothing, that you made the best choice you could for yourself in the circumstances, that it doesn't have to be black or white, embrace the gray and just find peace knowing that something is better than nothing. Another thing we can do in terms of releasing this grip on doing keto perfectly, expect fuck-ups, okay? Expect these slip-ups to happen, setbacks, mistakes, whatever you want to call them. They are a part of every journey. And they are the part of your unconscious mind trying to pull you back to what is familiar, to what it knows, to what is safe, even though it goes against what you want for yourself now. But these are also signs that we are breaking free from our old habits. It is literally trying to grab you and pull you way off your path. Every time that we fuck up and we use that to then just give up and we fall into this big carb spiral, instead of just allowing a minor fuck up and using that as a course correction on our path. When it happens, give yourself some compassion and understand what caused you to slip up so that you can get ahead of it next time. Don't just continually do the same things over and over and over again and expect a different result or not even address it at all. If you know that you were super stressed out because of a long week and a long day and you ended up having carbs and it totally spiraled you out for like a week because you just were like, YOLO, fuck it, let's just keep going. If we are aware that these slip-ups are gonna happen, now we can get ahead of how can I pour into my rituals and my self-regulation to decrease my stress so that I'm not allowing that to take over? Or how can I approach it differently in that moment next time? Maybe I practice a pause before I reach for food. Maybe I go for a walk. Maybe I just do something differently. Maybe I embrace the gray and do something low carb instead of just going balls to the wall straight into all the sugar, right? We need to expect that these inevitable slip-ups are going to happen so that we're not totally surprised by them and therefore abandon ourselves and abandon our effort entirely when they show up. We need to really be our own supporter, root for ourselves, clap for ourselves, cheer for ourselves. We can invest in a coach to help support us through all of this. We could find an online buddy, a real life accountability buddy, lean into our partner, have a really honest conversation with them about the level of support that you are going to require on this journey. We can just really often be so harsh with ourselves, and yet we will be so supportive towards a friend going through this same experience. So it's really important that we can acknowledge when we are doing things well. And if we struggle with that, we need to have support around us that can help lift us up. That is an issue that happens with perfectionists, is because even when you are being successful, you still won't think it's enough. You'll still come up with how you could be doing things better. So really having someone able to mirror back to you and reflect back to you all of the incredible things you are doing is crucial and something that we can really use to help us anchor in the accomplishments that we are making is to be on the lookout for non-scale victories. Make sure that they are getting the attention they deserve. I mean, I've said it 100 times. I never even had a scale. I still don't have a scale through my entire journey. The scale is probably the worst measure for your progress, for your practices. We need to be noticing all of the other areas in which we are improving, in which our effort is good enough. We can't rely on a box on the floor to provide us with that external validation, because so often, if we don't see a number that we like, we give up. We say it's not worth it. I must not have been trying hard enough, when that's not true. So if we are on the lookout for non-scale victories, these are things that really do show us in real time, in real life, that we're moving forward. Personally, oh my gosh, personally, my favorite non-scale victory of all time was when I had to buy all new underwear. Like, my underwear was falling off me. It was so stretched out and I had to buy all new underwear. And even now when I do laundry, I feel proud of myself for that. Because it's such a random thing, but it's like, it's so much more important than a number on the scale that's never going to remain in that exact spot anyway, right? Or maybe it could be, I can wear my wedding ring again. It fits on my fingers. Or it could be, I had something higher carb last night and I went right back to keto and I've been in my groove again. These are all non-scale victories. These are all things that are more important and really do allow us to take a moment to acknowledge all of the progress that we are making. And like I said before, if we're going to say progress over perfection, define what that progress means for you. And these non-scale victories are it. And they're so important to really anchor this in and to allow yourself to feel good about yourself and that you are moving forward and that you are accomplishing things. You are improving. You are learning. You are growing. I love receiving non-scale victory messages from my clients. Like, I was in the change room today and I brought in a size 12 jean and they were too big. And I had to get a size 10 and they were too big. And now I am in a size 8 and I haven't been that size in 20 years. These are the messages I get. Or I'll get a photo and be like, look, this blouse fits me now. Before, the buttons were so stretched, they were about to pop. And those are the things that really do matter and make you feel good about yourself on this journey. And like I said before, the journey is all of it. The journey is the entire point. Something else that we can try on is to establish a range for your goals to allow some more flexibility. So this could sound like going for a 30-minute walk 4 to 6 times a week versus saying, I have to go for a walk every single day. Because when we do that, sometimes if we miss it just once, then we feel like we've failed to reach our goal. And then we get really frustrated. Or the same could apply to even calories. If you track your calories and macros, maybe instead of saying I have to hit 1800 calories a day, maybe we allow there to be a range there, like 1600 calories to up to 2000 calories. And we allow a little ebb and flow throughout that calorie range. Something else you might want to try on for yourself is to include carbs on a regular basis in your keto lifestyle. This will require that you trust yourself to get back to your usual keto way of eating without letting it spiral out of control. It will allow you to feel so confident in your choices and yourself that you have agency over your choices, and it allows you to enjoy more food freedom so that we don't end up in this binging on carbs and then restricting on keto back and forth all or nothing cycle. It really was the thing that changed my entire keto journey and allowed me to sustain it for this long. I am almost at 6 years of doing keto, and I've been able to maintain my weight loss this entire time because I went through the phase where I tried to have carbs. I went way overboard. I gained 20 pounds back, and then I figured out how to enjoy carbs and sugar, but also remain keto most of the time. And this is how I've been able to create a sustainable lifestyle. This is how I hold space and coach my clients through their journey and their own process. And it really is about rebelling against keto perfection. And this idea that I can only stay consistent for a week or two, maybe without a slip, or we're just waiting for this keto diet thing to be over because I'm so exhausted and burnt out from having to do it perfectly. And if it feels like we need to grip onto perfection and we are white knuckling it through our days, your keto diet will be temporary. It's not supposed to feel like that. It doesn't have to feel like that. We can release this grip and create a lifestyle that feels best for us because it's true to us. It allows more food flexibility. It allows us to embrace the gray. It allows us to let good enough be good enough because we are all just trying our best, and that gets to be enough. I hope you found this episode helpful. If there is anything that you want clarity around, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'd be happy to hold space for you. Thank you so, so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening, pal. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend it with me, and I hope you found this episode helpful. If you have any questions or want clarity around anything you heard today, or if you just want to share what came up for you, check out the show notes and click on Connect with Stephanie. This is directed straight to my inbox where I personally answer every single message and question that comes in. I'm ready to hold space for you and help you move forward on your keto journey. Until then, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.